Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, very famous Gemara. Yeah, and what it says, Dr. Zion, very important. And the bottom line, Lama Toikin and Marian Tua Shen Yoshvin, you blow the first 30 kilos. The big surprise over here, keep your eyes and ear open. But Toikin, you blow again. Twice you blow. What do you do? Why do you blow twice? The Torah doesn't say you blow twice. So our Vavis has Satan. Confuse the Satan. How do you confuse the Satan? So as she says, you stop him from saying bad. You see, Jewish people are so machmir. They blow twice. Machavim is hamitzvus. Right. So mistakmin dvaro. The Satan is destroyed. Why is he destroyed? Because you see, Jews are so machmir. He can't be mastin. Such as said, I was a Satan. The Satan here is so much kiss. He says, V'hoya v'yimahu. He's talking about Shefer Godoil. When the Satan here is so much kiss over here, second time around, he says, uh-oh! Mashiach's on the way. I better get out of here fast. They'll beat me up. Hear that? The son's getting nervous. What's he getting nervous about? That Mashiach's on the way. So much skis. And I gotta get out of here. Right? You see, Mashiach's on the way. That's the other pshat. That was a sotah. So you blow twice. You blow twice. It's only Gemara, you blow twice. All the other Mishnayos are talking about once. It says, but you blow twice. Before Musaf? Oh, it doesn't say when. It doesn't really say when do you blow. Yeah. Second. Blow twice. There is a Balamor. The Balamor. Let's see the Balamor over here. A sensational Balamor. Oh, this doesn't have a riff. This Gemara does not have a riff. You have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah with a riff. Rosh Hashanah with a riff. Anyway, you blow twice. Once before, didn't say when. One right after the other. And which one are the Raisa? See? Shoshana. What's that? Old Shoshana? Shoshana Gemara. Balamor. Okay. Here's a Balamor. Fourth Perek. So what do you do? When do you make the bracha for Kriyas? When do you make the bracha? Or when?
Before the first set.
Before Musaf. And you blow shofar before Musaf. And then you make a bracha. Then you daven Musaf. And then you blow Kriyas. So the Balamor, Masha Noagu, Viskoya, Kolakis, Kishen Yoshvim, before they were sitting, Mavoch Malayim, Birchasatkin, make a bracha, the Shmoya Kol Shoifar, Nira Loimar, Eloi Hoya came, they made Rabbi Seinu, Chachmea Talmud. They never did that. It's new stuff. A new minig. The Gemara did not blow before Musaf. No. El minigu. Minigu. Shinhigu Doris Achronim. After Gemara. It's new stuff over here. Minigu Shinhigu Doris Achronim. Mishum choilim, sick people can't stay for davening. And also, people are weak today. Because they're sick people, they can't stay here. So they instituted the blow before davening, that they can go home. They can't even not be in Beis HaKnesses. It's a new thing. The Gemara does not know about it. They're not the absolute in Musaf. They came away from Musaf. Right. I daven early. So then they'll be able to stay. You don't daven so early. You don't daven the first 3 hours. And then we have long davening. Sick people. They can't stay so long. The fikos hivdimu b'shvilon elat kishim yishuv v'nhigu l'vorach alayim. They brought in to make a bracha. It's a brand new bracha. Yeah, that's a brand new bracha. The time of the Gemara, he never heard this bracha. Shmuel Chol Shofar. Never such a bracha. V'samchu alayim u'psachim. I'm yesh the shofar bracha on Be'er Chotzer. I can feel it. The aim, I repeat again, the Shmoya Kol Shofar, the whole bracha, is a brand new bracha. The aim bracha on Be'er Chotzer be shofar, Baba Meisiz, many Yachroinim, not a bracha Vatala. Which other brachas are new today? Which other brachas are new, not the time of the Gemara? Yeah, who knows? Not mentioned in the Gemara. Louder.
What
do you say?
The Kaddish is Shemoy B'Rabim.
First, who said it today? You make the Shem over there. I don't know. Baruch Shabbatrani, you mean? Baba Mitzvah? You put a talus cotton on today? What bracha did you make?
Al mitzvah.
Asher Yitzonu?
Al mitzvah.
Al mitzvah tzitzis. No such bracha. Yeah. It's a brand new bracha. The whole Gaon made it up. Said it was made up. And that's why the Orach HaShulchan says it's a brand new bracha. So he says how big the talis cotton has to be. Says depends who. A Mizrahi guy, she matches Yarmulke. 1 inch by 1 inch. It's not the shear. He says, the broch is not on the mitzvah. There's no broch on Mitzvah Tzitzis. What's the broch? You're thanking Hashem for Mitzvah Tzitzis somewhere. Not here. That's what he says. The minig was to have a talis cut 1 inch by 1 inch. That was the minig. That was the minig. And make a bracha, not a shear. But that, not make a lesate about tzitzis. Break down mitzvah tzitzis. It's not a bracha. So he said the bracha of Shmuel Kol Shofar was made up. They never blew before. Where was the bracha, real bracha? Ikra brachas him a bracha shel tefillah. The brachas for Shofar are davening, v'hei malchi zechonis v'shoifris. V'aleim sheninu, mishaberach v'achakach v'nisman l'shoifar. Hear that? He said the real brachas v'shoifar is what? Malchi zechonis v'shoifris. What does that mean? That's not brachas mitzvah. What he means is that the real shofar is part of musaf. It's part of davening. There's no bracha on it. There's no bracha on it. As Cheryl and I said, your wife comes to show, and she missed the, she's coming time for musaf. And so she, before she hears the shofar, should she make a bracha? The Shmuel called shofar or not? No. Why no? Because those keys, he said, are part of Malchus Achronis for shofars. There's no bracha on that. That's tefillah.
Why she didn't daven?
What?
Why she didn't daven?
Listen. What if she didn't daven?
She didn't daven. So what? She'd be yoitzed with these keys, which are part of tefillah. Makes no difference. Right. Part of tefillah. I did more dot say, you blow twice. He's saying all these Baba Meisa. All the tears before Musaf, they made recently for Choylem, who can't go to show, can't stay. With Mana Gemara, there was no such thing as what? As blowing before Musaf. No such thing. Only during davening, and there's no bracha on that, it's part of Musaf. Machzorin of Shafers. I did more say, do such a thing. Was Loma Toikin Marian Shen Yoishvim, but Toikin Marian Shen Omdim twice. So he said, you make a big mistake. He says, In Yanachahu, which on a seed of a fire, the serf to Reno. Avo, Behemoth, and Loma Birzakia. And a Birzot Philo Bovad, what does he say, serf to Reno? Where's that? Yeah. He says, no such thing. Only recently, for sick people, they made it up. Made up recently. One second. Here. Also Schmeitzer, Omer of Yitzchak. When we're talking about Rinshin Yoshvin, taking Rinshin Oimdim, Yesh Mitzachtik and Mishmu Zu Allah Seir Shon and Logan Ayoim. Mahirat Ki Shein Lava Sassad. Which ones of Lava Sassadim? Right, the one from Davening. Oitzim Shit Koik Mumer Allah Yehim Al Seir Abrach Zat Filo. That's Lava Sassadim. Pen Yuk Shol Torah looks at the devices. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yom Lufonai, that can't be Lava Sassadim. Maybe. I saw Asher Toikim and Yushev, him Lava Sassadim. It's how to make a bracha. People make a bracha on that. Can't be Lava Sassadim. Which one's allowed? Which one for the Sassadim? So he says, Ochenami. Listen to what he says over here. What does kiss Yoshvim mean? They did not blow before Musaf. I said kiss Shen Yoshvim. What kiss you blow during davening? Well, that's called kiss Yoshvim. Vafa b'shem omes l'shatz. Who's standing? L'shatz. L'shatz. Kiss omes l'shatz. The why they call Yoshvim? Where the Sharaom? Shalom Elam Yushev. So what's Kisim Yushev mean? Those that we blow? Not before, no before. During that, during Chazor Sa, you see I'm driving out over here, whoa. Right? During Chazor Sa shots, and they call me Yushev. Why, where's everybody? Where's everybody? What's Kisim moment mean? After Davni's on the way out, he says. Here's the moment, not during davening. Here's the moment, I saw. after davening, to Yotzei Beis HaKnesses, in the doorway, they belong, that we collect the 100 koilos. He already says, they brought a Sadi Goyin, Achlat Filo, Marie, and Kuo Gedolo, La Arve Vasat, they're the ones Arve Vasat, after davening. Oh. So he says, Regilim taking lachavat fila. Loch hayovim came. They were yotze already. She had to put the horse on. But in a move, lava was a satan. So which are we call the mega kolos for him? That's kiss the moment again. What's kiss the miyushev? We have over here your first piece of honey cake from the season. That according to Balamor, what are you doing for? It's a political area over here. What do you do during Chazor Shashatz? Huh?
Sit.
Shlof.
You sit. Only chikir I have with crossed legs or. Yeah? During Chazor, that gives me issue of means. Machazor Chon is a surface. Before Davi is for sick people later. Maybe they never had it. And no bracha. When after you get out, that's getting up. That's after Bashawan. That's moment out. And those are what you blow that. The more said, Lava, you ate already. Lava was a sotan. But probably now that he did it for Choyler Institute, you should could be Yotze then. Could be. But Bismana Gemara, they never heard of it. So we have over here about Amor Sheet, the black and white. During Chazor Shashatz, what do you do, huh? You sit. And Brisk, what do they do? Huh? They don't come to Shul's when Mela didn't understand. Give me a Rambam, Hilchot Tefila. According to Balmor, I can love a poshet. What do you say? What do you do during Chazor? That's Kiyas the Mishav, he says. You sit during Chazor Shashatz. It's a Balamor Shita.
What's Balamor Shita?
That was that can do a push it to him.
Like the Balamor after Davin.
The Rambam, what do you say?
What's the year of Satan after Davin?
You say?
What's the being Mar of the Satan after Davining?
Oh, you get all mixed up. What are you blowing for? You finished Davining already.
Too late.
Huh? What does that help?
He thinks his Mashiach is coming. I don't know why he thinks over there. I'm not so friendly with the subject I am, huh? Mashiach is coming. Yeah? We may have Mashiach now. I just saw in the paper the champion football player, Big Schwarzer. Who is by the Babbage Rebbe Tzion? That's the man Mashiach. Big football player. Yeah, what do you think over here? I've heard miracles over here, man. So. Right? Dr. Rambam. That's the Rambam. What do? Do you stand? Do you sit? What does Balamor say? Balamor says that's Kiyas the Miyushev. A second. And what is the Shiloh over here? Perik. See? With the Rambam. Okay. You have a regular Rambam, maybe? You need a regular Rambam? An Ava, you have a regular Rambam?
Ava?
7 seconds? Okay, here. Test Halacha Gimel. Acha sheyipsa shnei aktsivot shalosh psiyos acharein, he finished the shalosh min esrei. Listen in. Maschil mispale v'kol rom. Mitchilas habrochos. Lohoitzi es mi shelo yispaleo. Now listen to the words over here. V'hakoyol omdim v'shoymin. Hakol omdim v'shoymin. Shoymin. V'nin omein achakol brocho brocho. Bein elu shelo yotzu d'chivoson. Bein elu shekfa yotzu d'chivoson. The Ferish and Rambam. What's the Ferish and Rambam? Everybody has to stand. You got it? Against the Balamor. Hakol omdim v'shoymin. This is the source. And matter of fact, Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam. See, the machlok is Balamor and Rambam. Well, they have to stand with Hazor Sashatz. So what's going on over here? What's the issue over here? Whether everybody has a stand or not? Hakol omdim v'shoymin. Everybody. Everybody has a stand. What's the pshat? Hakol omdim v'shoymin. Perek Tes. Halacha Gimel. Shulchan Aruch, the Russian Shulchan Aruch. What's the square over here? So I'll tell you. It's Masha from Rambam. Everybody's chayim two shminesres. Why? What's the two shminesres? Tefillah b'lachash. And what's the next shminesra? Tefillah b'kovim of the shatz. And he is doing it for them. He's doing it for them. Even though he's yotzi already. But we don't hold like that necessarily. Sit. I'll tell you where it's megaya. We hold that could the shatz be moitzi the oilam? Could it be moitzi the oilam? No. Only Rosh Hashanah, certain brachas. But it's negeya sometimes. Two times it's negeya. Let's say, for example, you forgot the Yalav Yove in Rosh Chodesh. You have to daven again? You forgot the Yalav Yove, you have to daven again. You can be yoitzi with the shatz. Another case.
What do you have to do to be yotze?
Your inch minutes, you are mixed up where you're up to. You are mixed up where you're up to. You know, you didn't say it say yet. But did I say Yushalayim or Shiva? I have the fantasy idea. I was thinking and learning, of course. What do you do? You yotze with the shots. You wait till the shots reaches that part that you don't know about and said it. Then you finish off yourself. Could you do that? Half him, half you. What's that for you? I'll tell you what this depends on. How is he moitzi you? I give you two cases now, yavo yavoi, or you misupik. How does it work? They're basically four ways it could work. Number one, regular shemiya koina. Now the shemiya koina work for davening. So the Yishalmi says no. No shemiya koina for davening. It's not that you have to rachman. You have to ask yourself. So that Ran says shemiya koina. If that will be the case, you have to stand or not. Shmiya Koina, you have to stand or not. What do you say?
Yeah. Huh? Shmiya Koina.
Yes.
Is there a Chakir?
What?
Is there a Chakir about Shmiya Koina?
Yeah, but you have to stand. The second pshat is, I like words. I'll read to you the Rambam, you tell me. Hakol Omdim Vishoimim. I'm the Mishaimim. We're on an omen, achako brocho brocho. How you do it? How? Is it, you're davening. How you davening? How? What's the magic word? What's the magic word in the Rambam? How are you davening? No? Come on.
Mishaimim.
Not sure. What word? Omen! The omen is davening. The only place by a bracha, he says, you have to say amen. Why has it worked? The amen is a davening. And since the amen is a davening, so therefore you have to stand. If you answer amen, you have to bracha, like you said the bracha. The amen is a davening. Where I get this idea from? The Rambam. On an amen. Of course he answers amen. What's the chiddush over here? It's not the regular amen. This is a davening. The amen is a davening. And the Miri says in Shavuos, amen boy kabbalah zvarim, that you use the amen with the davening. The tibur. What's the third way? The third way is ritzvah. I mentioned in the shir once, Rosh Hashanah. What does Rosh Hashanah say?
Go for a joint effort.
When you have a tibur, they merge. What's about tefillah?
The mouth.
The spokesman, the doiver he calls, right? He's the mouth. Yeah, can you sit?
Yeah.
And him speak? We have to stand according to this. What do you say? Can you sit?
Yeah.
Well, you have to stand. If he's the spokesman, what do you say? He's the mouth. You sit. Why not? That's Ritzvah that from El Hay. The tzibur, the one goof, it's interesting. The Shiloh, by the way, Yoytz Ritzvah Sat Tzibur. Let's say a guy didn't daven yet. He started, he became the Shatz, he didn't daven. He came late, the Chazan. Is he Yoytz with that tefillah, his tefillah? Not so posh it, because who's davening now? The tzibur. Maybe it's good. These are three popular ways. Again, number one. What's number one? Shmiya Koina. We have to stand. What's number two? Amen. What's number three? What's the shots? The spokesman for everybody. He's the mouth. Balmo is right, Lachar. You can sit. What's number four? That's the chiddush of the day. What's number four that he davened? What's number four? The Gemara has a shita that let's say people couldn't make it to shul. They couldn't make it. The yoytzer davening. And if the davening, they made it. They were yoytzer already. How are they yoytzer? They never came. They never were there even. How does it work? The answer is not omen, not shmei koina, not spokesman. He davens for you. You hear that? I'll show you such a concept. The Gemara, you have Shloshesvei Midos. It says, how do you know Shloshesvei Midos? Vayava Hashem Alpono Vayikro Shemalameh Shnesatei Vakorich Bochu Kushliach Tzibur. And it says Shloshesvei Midos. Who the Shliach Tzibur? Hashem. Who is Hashem davening for? For you. Right? That's Amshem Besadois. He's davening for you. Oh. If that's the case, sure he can sit. What's he standing for? Right? You have a mazur here? No mazur Shoshana Yom Kippur?
Does she ask you any kavana then?
Yeah, a loop shot. Nistatev HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kishatz. He's the shatz. And he's davening for you. And so let me show you something. Shatz. Okay. You have over here. Who's a chazan? No chazan in this room? And Musaf. One second.
Is Rebbe saying
Shlichus? Yeah, Shlichus. He's done for you. He's Shlichus. Correct. He's done, you're making a Shlichus. He's done for you.
And you need Das?
That's what it matters. That's you send him over to Davin. To the army.
I don't come to shoot.
I thought he's both that Davin himself has to show him. But he's davening for, no. He's davening for you.
Very white stuff, man.
A minute here. See? Oh. Elikin, look here, I'll be saying it. Hey, yay! No chazan over here? Hey, yay, Pithios. Shluchay! I'm for. Who's the chazan? Where is he? Over here. Hey, you ain't Pufios.
Shluchay Amcho. Beis Yisrael.
Ho'imdim.
Levakesh Tfilo. Sachanunim. Nofonecho al Amcho Beis Yisrael.
Hoi Reima. Shoyimero. No. Havinei Mashi Dabru. So what, who are they? The Shluchay Amcho Beis Yisrael. I'm a vacuum feel of a sachnunim. Mufonecho, Lamcha Beis Israel, help them out, teach them what they should say. So what's the Haim Batovech Yavoy? What does that mean? They are in middle. Where's the Bima? According to this? In middle. Haim Batovech Yavoy. And all the people are looking forward to them. And then they are asking for Rachmanis, MBD. This is for Rachmanis, for you, right, MBD. So you cost a little shine on, for you not to be shining on. Right. And that is, again over here. I feel a kale, a chalaponov, a shalom in a man of loshoin. Right. A beer and nonos, ba'adnu. Mifolov. So that's the third answer, fourth answer. That's why they can sit. What are they standing about? Right. The Chazan is asking mercy. They're coming forth. That's why it has to be the Chosh of the person to come. Ask for Rachmanis, like Shweki. Like, come ask for pity and Rachmanis. For Ha'emdim of Vakesh. Read it over here. Be with the mouth. So the Chazan has to be very choshev yid. Very choshev yid. Should be elch yid. As a matter of fact, of all the famous Chazanim, most of very pressed. There was one who was an El Chayid called Yossel Rosenblatt. You heard about him? Yossel Rosenblatt? As a matter of fact, even the Prumster Schulz hired him. Now, a lot of Chazonim used a tuning fork. You know what that is? Huh? Because they get the right note, and you get the wrong note, you're in trouble. So they touch it, they bang it, and they get the right note to start off with. And they saw he had his hand in his pocket, beginning of Musaf. Whoa. He had a tuning fork. He didn't know how to use a tuning fork. It's a klezmer, basically. Jabon, a klezmer. So they tackled him. They kanoi him. But kanoi should hire him. They look in his pocket. There was not a tuning fork. There's a little bottle of water. Just in case he touched something that he needed to wash his hands, he carried with him a bottle of water. Is El Chayid. As a matter of fact, his grandson married Jerei Moshe Torsi, Shibi Kedomov, his sister. And I met the couple. I was a Mazel Tov, I give you a bracha that your children should learn know how to sing like Rosenblatt and learn like Soloveitchik's. and not the reverse.